cranky,
R,
goofy,
R,
addle,
R, R,
strange,
R,
willow.
If you say, she's eccentric, you would say she's
queer.
Mm-hmm. What would it mean?
I mean, she was funny and different.
Have you ever heard it used with a different meaning recently? The word queer, does it always mean just strange or eccentric to you?
You mean like a loony?
Mm-hmm. Somebody strange?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything other than somebody whose behavior is just not normal. All right. If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, you say, don't be so...
set in your ways.
All right.
Set in your ways.
All right. Anything else? Don't be so... somebody who makes up his mind, nothing can make him change it, is mighty...
hard to change.
Hard to change. In arguing with somebody like that, you might say, don't be so...
positive.
All right. Yeah, somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty...
funny.
If somebody loses his temper when the least odd thing goes wrong, you say, he's awfully...
High-tempered, high-strong.
Or... irritable?
No, that wouldn't be irritable, I don't guess.
Touchy? Okay, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
If he's a bad temper all the time, he's...
hard to get along with.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him, just...
calm down.
All right. In a burning building with many people in, someone might say, keep...
keep calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
very tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you're all...
almost dead.
All right. What other things would you say if you want to let somebody know you really were tired?
I'm just tired.
Just tired? Anything like, tuckered out?
Pooped out.
Pooped out. Anything like that?
Pooped.
Okay. After, let's see, if you were, I'm completely...
exhausted.
What do you say for your shoes sometime when they're not...
comfortable.
Uh-huh. Or when they're not new and they've got holes in the bottom. They're about...
worn out.
Would you say worn out is the same thing that you might use if you broke something? Broke it in two?
Not if you broke it. Unless it was real old.
Okay. Would you use worn out for being tired, too?
If you've been working very hard, you say you're
just worn out.
If you're very, very tired, you say you're all...